Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sound the beginning of that song is a kiss on the lips, or do you think that's just the guitar screeching?
I think that's Belichick and his girlfriend, exactly what that is, after that interview on, what was that, 60 Minutes last night, wherever he saw that. That's what I'm like. I'm like, that's Belichick right there.
CBS Sunday Morning.
CBS Sunday Morning, that's right. That's what it was. CBS Sunday Morning and 60 Minutes on the same network later on that evening. But yeah, that's kind of what that reminded me of. So
right after
Monday, everybody.
Right after the draft, you got... deep dive into the relationship of Bill and Jordan. We're not talking about that.
Yeah, which is very bizarre. I mean, like, just tell people how you met. Don't you think people want to know? Like, I mean, I think the inquiring minds do. That's the way we operate as human beings. 74-year-old guy with a 24-year-old girl. How'd y'all meet? We're not discussing that. Who asked you?
I just never know, like, what relationships are okay to talk about and what aren't. Right? Like we talked about Travis Hunter's ordeal, and that was like, why does everybody care about who that man dates? Okay, fine. And then we have an interview with probably one of the greatest NFL coaches of all time, and we're okay to talk about this relationship. I just, there's no line in the sand of where like it exists. It's like the seventh inning batter's box at this point. Like everybody's gone up there and kicked the line apart. It's chewed up. You're like, oh, I guess there is a batting box there somewhere. But no, that was interesting. We'll get into that, obviously.
I think any relationship, like if you're out there as a famous person, so to speak, and you're especially if you're sitting down and doing interviews like this, like you, Bill Belichick didn't have to do that interview on CBS this morning, right? People think, oh, he didn't have to do that.
He didn't even think he knew he was doing the interview.
I didn't either until I saw the highlight and the shirt. did he know he was doing the interview? I mean, who first of all, who sits down like that for any interview looking like a slob? Like
Bill.
Yeah, but like you're at a different point now in your life, though, Bill. Like, you're no longer Bill Belichick, the world-class football coach for the New England Patriots. You're Bill Belichick, the head football coach at North Carolina, that's starting a new thing in life, right? Like, you have to go out there and prove yourself again to, you know, that audience, if you will, right? Like, if you were to go get a job somewhere else, and I've done this before, they don't care what you did in a different town. You got to go there and you got to prove yourself to that current organization that you're in. And Bill Belichick hasn't done anything as a college coach. He could turn out to be a total disaster down there at North Carolina. And they'll look at Bill Belichick and they'll go, that guy stunk. Where New England people look at him and go, that guy was amazing. And so you're trying to have this new image. I would imagine you got a young girlfriend right now. You're coaching at the collegiate level. How about wearing a shirt, A, with your school on it, not, you know, the school you wanted to go to growing up as a kid, and one without a hole in it, like and without like the neck all ripped out of that thing. Like, how about just dress like appropriately or represent your university on there? You came in and you look like a total slob in that interview.
Was his dad a coach at Navy?
They grew up in Annapolis, Maryland, and so there was the connection. I can't remember if his dad was. I think his dad was at the Naval Academy and was a coach there. But even still, Dusty, we're talking 50 years ago. You're now the coach at North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Put on a North Carolina shirt. Let people know. A lot of people are watching that interview that probably have never thought about Bill Belichick before, right? Because it's not all sports people. And you're trying to set an image for yourself, and that's what came out with that image. Like, I just thought that interview by him was, first of all, it was bizarre. Second of all, I don't know why they did it. And third of all, her in the background going, "We're not talking about this kind of stuff, man. That's got to go."
What's his muse?
Is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson his creative muse, as he writes in his book?
Make sure that that's
the... How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No.
I don't know. I just, red flag.
Huge red flag.
Multiple red flags.
A lot of red flags, yes. Not just her saying we're not talking about this, but, you know, kind of everything else that's gone on. She's there every step of the way with this guy.
Yeah, and, like, it was kind of weird, like, seeing how that whole thing was, like, set up at the interview. And, like, they show her, like, standing next to him, and he's, like, he says in that clip. Now, the interview that you need to watch, if you want to watch it in its entirety, it's, like, 8 minutes.
Yep.
And the whole time, like, maybe it's the way that they set it up. Maybe it's the way they're trying to, like, propaganda it. But it seems like, it almost seems like she's his caretaker.
Yes, exactly.
She's constantly there, like, next to the chair. Then they, like, show her off the set, like, sitting at, like, the production desk where they have, like, the cameras and the different angles. And then they're, like, you can see him, like, look over at her, like, at questions. And, like, is it okay if I answer it this way? And it's, like, I get into the point of, like, being a, you know, radio host where I'm, like, dude, you're Bill Belichick. Like, she's 24, you're 74, whatever it
right.
is. And it's like, I don't think at this point, like, you have to have her approval to answer a question because, for one, if you do, what's going on? Two, like, I get it. Some people's relationships are private. Like, I don't need to know, like, you know, not everybody needs to know, like, where Mac and his fiance met or where they, you know, whatever. But also, like, the other side of it, which is the theory that a lot of people could have, is, like, maybe they know exactly what the hell they're doing. Like, the more you show and the less you tell, the more attractive it can become, right? Like, if we knew that Travis and Taylor were hanging out, we had to get details. Like, everyone's like, yeah, the Chiefs won today. It's like, yeah, but, like, are they officially together? Like, how they meet? What's the story? And it was one of the entire podcast episodes of New Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Hollywood, and it was entertaining, and it was superstardom. And now it's like, in the wild, wild world that we live in with availability to everybody's lives and media, it's like, Bill Belichick, that guy, that Patriots guy, is dating this girl, and now they're doing a CBS morning interview on Sunday, and it's like, there's all these little nuggets that come out of, like, we're not talking about this, she's here, she's his muse, whatever, I don't know. And then now all of a sudden, everybody the next day, like, here we are Monday morning, there was an NFL draft, there was a historic slide of a famous kid that everyone knows because of his dad, and Monday morning, Bill Belichick, Jordan.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah, right. And her name's Jordan. He coaches at North Carolina.
Weird.
I didn't even think about that like just now. It just hit me like, oh my God.
Her name's Jordan. Last week, how she's on the field.
Yes.
Getting emails of everything, like, in depth with the roster, like, right. information of players. She's out there handing out, like Max said, like, the quarterback sleeve sheets, like, hey, we're running these today. And it's like, what's going on here? Like, something doesn't add up. And so, like, you know, when you hear about, like, you know, red flags in relationships, like, your best friend comes over to your house, he's got a new girlfriend, you're excited to meet her, and everything's exciting, and then all of a sudden it feels like the life has been sucked out of your best friend. You're like, there's something not right here.
Right.
Like, is she changing you? Like, you didn't used to be, like, let's say, for instance, I come over to your house, I'm dating a girl, and all of a sudden, like, I'm very quiet, and I'm very, like, I'm always polite, but I'm more like, after you folks, go ahead. And you're just like, you know, before I leave, you know, you pull me by the arm, you're like, you all right?
Yeah,
like,
right, yeah.
You seemed a little off. You're like, no, everything's fine. And then when I shut that door, you look right at Jen, you go, something's off.
Yeah.
And
oh,
that's
yeah.
what this whole thing kind of feels like.
Well, women change, guys. It happens,
sometimes,
right?
Like
sometimes for the better, yeah. But sometimes when you're dating a girl, you do things because you really like that girl. And so
right.
maybe you change some of your personalities. I think every single guy has been in a relationship where they were dating somebody and they started to do things more like her because they really liked her. And your friends are like, well, hang on a second here. This ain't you.
Wheat grass gets a bad rap. You should try.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're walking around drinking wheat grass shakes and you're like, yeah, look at us. You know, like the right. people on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. You know, right. I don't know, Margo. Like you're acting like that. You're like, all right, that ain't you.
Yeah.
And that kind of seems like what's going on with Bill Belichick right now. Like it just doesn't seem like the same guy that was coaching the New England Patriots. He's trying to get off this different image and doing so. I think it's very cringe right now. Right. It really is. The whole thing is very cringe to watch the way that she is kind of interacting with the football team or his place of business. It doesn't have to even be a football team.
And just life.
Yeah. Life and place of business. Dude. I mean, like we're not talking about that yet. And then, you know, like him fishing on the beach with her and them talking about that. That was really cringe in that interview as well. Like looking at Bill Belichick trying to figure out how to answer that he was using her up in the air on his feet like she was on the Titanic, and then he was in that fishing outfit fishing for her. Like his wheels are spinning going, am I really doing the right thing? Maybe I don't know. But again, just a total cringe interview, I think, all the way around, from the way that he was dressed, the way that she kind of controlled the narrative. And at the end of the day, we really didn't get anything out of that interview.
We got a lot. We found out that maybe she's very controlling, and Bill Belichick's just like, you know what, my life's been fun. I'm just going to let her take control of it. It's like, hey, if that's what you want to do, then do you, man.
Yeah. We did find out he really doesn't like Robert Kraft, though. I mean, this Robert Kraft's not in the book. No, he's not.
No. Okay.
All right. Fair enough. He's not even in the acknowledgement section. No.
Nothing. But she is. She's chapter 1 through 9.
This man won 6 Super Bowls, turned a franchise around that was close to moving to St. Louis at one point, had 24 years with this guy up in New England, and he didn't even mention him in his book. Not even his name doesn't even appear in that man's book.
Mm.
Why did you get fired? It was a mutual decision. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it was not. We're going to move in a different direction. Okay, fine. I accept. That's a mutual decision. That's how that goes down.
Yeah.
Not a mention of Bob Kraft.
None. Sorry, Bobby. Also, couldn't even be mentioned during the roast of Tom Brady. He was told as he is off limits.
Yeah.
Some people didn't listen. But yeah, no, it was an interesting weekend from everything. From the draft to Shador to Bill Belichick. The Royals are on fire. Their pitching staff is great.
Woo.
Bobby Witt Jr. seems to be able to get a hit every game. He's only, 37 behind Joe? So we're almost there?
Almost there. We're getting there, man. We're getting close.
19, you got to start being serious about 19.
Yeah, 19's pretty big. I think once you hit that 20 number, people start going, all right, now he's into the 20s. But, I mean, 56 is a pretty big number to get to,
huge.
Right? Yeah, it's a pretty big number to get to.
Will not
to.
Get reached, but it's like...
It's a third of the season.
Yeah, like how far can he go? Like at least there's that. Like...
Yesterday
know.
Looked a little rough. His at-bats, except for the big hit yesterday, obviously, inside the third base bag. But he looked lost at the plate for a little bit yesterday, taking a couple of called strike threes. I'm like, Bobby didn't swing. Are we sure that's a strike? I mean, back in the day, Derek Jeter used to get all those. Like, if he didn't swing, they didn't call it a strike. I'm kind of in that camp with Bobby Witt right now. If he don't swing, it ain't a strike.
Yeah, it was not only that, but it was, I thought, speaking of loss, I thought Jonathan India looked like he'd never played left field before.
Yeah, well, yeah, there, yeah. I mean, hasn't really.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, maybe second base is where he should play. Because if Massey can't hit, then, you know, you have India at second, Michael Garcia at third, or
India at third and Michael Garcia at second, like they did late in the game yesterday, too.
They're, like, essentially the same player.
Garcia and India?
Yeah.
They can play the same positions. I think Garcia has a better bat.
Currently, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better bat. Like, he's more of a home, and this is my impression, he's like more of a home run doubles guy. India's more like a get on, steal second type of guy, more of a slap hitter. I think Michael Garcia is more of a power hitter than Jonathan India is.
Are you upset that we lost Phyllis?
Who?
Phyllis on the text line. NFL draft was all weekend. Chiefs draft picks. Not being able to talk to them is a joke. I think I'll listen to the other station today. Because we're talking about Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick kind of took over the story yesterday. Yeah. I mean, we'll talk Chiefs draft all morning long. Mitch Holtis is going to be in studio. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Binkley on the line talking about NFL draft.
I wonder if he still hates that first pick.
Probably does. Yeah. I would imagine he probably does.
Do you know the NFL draft is...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It was this weekend.
Did you know George Sanders slipped to the fifth round?
I did. I saw that.
You want to talk about it on the other side?
Yeah, let's do that because I was compelled by that, actually.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.